from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Lots of sports news today, and we know just the man to talk about it. Our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, joins us, and you can see Jeff via our video stream. Go to kdkradio.com. Good morning, Jeff. Good to see you,
morning,
Jeff.
Larry.
How are you?
I'm good.
Busy times, man. Busy times.
Yeah.
So where do you want to start? The Pirates deadline trades?
Yeah, let's start in season because, you know, so many times Steelers put the pads on and it's like baseball season is over, but not this year. Pirates are able to improve their team. Listen, it's not like they went out and got a superstar, but they added power that they needed. I mean, Brian De La Cruz already is the co-leader in home runs for the Pirates. They added a quality veteran. Middle infielder guy could also play the outfield who is having a really good offensive year. And they got a lefty reliever who every time I hear his name, I keep thinking of trading places with Eddie Murphy because his name is Jalen Beeks, but I keep thinking of Clarence Beeks throwing some money in Dan Aykroyd's pocket.
That's funny, man. And we have this legacy link to Ralph Kiner.
Yes. It's now... It's not exactly like the tightest relation. It's the fourth cousin on the mom's side, but still his name has Kiner in it, which is pretty cool. And listen, this guy three times with two different teams has won their like Heart and Hustle Award. So that tells you about Isaiah Kiner Falefa. This guy is going to bring it every day. Fans are going to love him. And the good thing, like with De La Cruz, is he's got a little control. So this is not a one-year rental. And they don't have power in their system. They need somebody like this.
And I assume these players will join the team immediately.
Yeah, Beeks is already there. I'm not sure if De La Cruz will be there today or if he's going to join the Pirates back at home on Friday. But either way. And then they've got a couple of minor leaguers who they feel – the way Ben Cherington put it yesterday is they're going to put him at Triple A to start and then see if either of them get acclimated well or if there's a need to bring those guys up.
And the Pirates try to sweep this series in Houston tonight.
Here's another thing. Michael A. Taylor, who was just horrible offensively the first part of the year, he's hitting 300 this month.
How about
and
that?
He had his second home run last night. So maybe Michael A. Taylor is going to do what Rowdy Tellez did and, you know, find himself offensively. And then, I mean, who knows these last 2 months?
It will be exciting for fans who have waited just to be competitive at this point, and that they are, and we'll see what these new additions bring. They were off tomorrow, and then they'll be home at PNC Park this weekend to host the Arizona Diamondbacks. Let's switch over to St. Vincent College in La Trobe. Quarterback Russell Wilson practiced yesterday, and they have another practice coming up this morning. So what's the word from camp?
So he practiced in the sense that he did some individual drills. He did a few 7-on-7 drills, but he only did one drill in 11-on-11 team periods with pads on. That was a handoff. So they're still working that tight calf back slowly. But Justin Fields looked a lot better. Larry, I think you and I, most people listening, can identify with this. He said he developed like this hitch in his throwing motion. He said it's kind of like a golfer when something goes wrong with your swing and you're trying to figure it out. He said that happened to him the first couple of days of camp. They've been watching tape. He feels like he's figured something out, and he was a lot more consistent in a harder environment with pads on and guys hitting than he was the first 4 days of camp. So maybe it's as much as that. He found a little swing fix, or if you're a basketball player, a shot fix, and now he feels a lot more confident about his game, and he did look better out there on Tuesday.
And the gates open in 18 minutes. Practice is at 10:30. And then Friday Night Lights at La Trobe High School has become a great tradition.
It has. I mean, that's where players are very – I mean, so basically when they get done with practice, they've got a little over an hour to shower, change, treatment, eat, and be at their next meeting. So sometimes there'll be players after the morning practices where they don't have time to stop for autographs. At La Trobe High School, like they know, like they get off the bus and it's like, all right, we're going to go sign for a while. So it's great from that standpoint. I want to point out too, you know, for years, you know, Steelers coaches have turned to a Jack Lambert or a Joe Green, or Hines Ward or Troy Polamalu to like set a tone physically. For this team, it's Jalen Warren who really sets the tone. They do these backs on backers drill where it's linebackers against running backs and tight ends. And when they want to test somebody, they put him up against Jalen. And the rookie, Peyton Wilson, linebacker, he was able to spin move and beat him for a rep. And these are the last two reps of the period. So you could tell the defense was going, so Jalen kind of got in his stance. And he's like, okay. And the second rep came, and Wilson came at him, and Warren just flattened him. I mean, put him on the ground. And like he was going nuts. The offense was going nuts. But he just has this thing, man. He loves one-on-one physicality. If you go to camp and there's someone you want to watch and you know it's going to be some type of physical drills, I know they've got linebackers that can hit and other people. Man, go watch Jalen Warren.
That's Steelers training camp. Speaking of football, Pitt's football media day as they get to camp is today. And yesterday morning at 10 o'clock, Penguin single game tickets went on sale. So it's go time for you, my brother.
I'm telling you, their camp is just a little over a month away. And they signed a goalie from Russia, a 20-year-old who might be a real steal, might be a guy that who could have gone in a draft. I mean, they're feeling good about someone, better at least, about some of their younger prospects. So, yeah, and I can't wait to see this new Pitt offense. I know you can't either.
Right.
You're going to be running up and down the field like a sprinter.
Up-tempo offense, for those that don't know. They only won 3 games last year. They're hoping to turn it around, and it all starts today on the south side. Jeff, we'll catch up with you later. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry.
Our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, on the Big K Morning Show. And coming up, some details about a big event that Pitt has on behalf of their NIL. It's called Alliance 412, this Saturday at the Pete. University of Pittsburgh football gets underway today. It's their media day, and their camp We'll get them ready for a new season. And joining us is John Pelosi Jr., who played at the University of Pittsburgh, tight end. He's a legacy guy. His dad, John, won a national championship with the Panthers in 1976 with that great team. And now John is the Chief Strategy and Business Development Officer with Alliance 412. This is a new world. It's an NIL organization, name, image, and likeness. John, good morning.
Larry, good morning. Appreciate you having me on.
As a former player, you probably get a little jazzed when they get back to camp, right?
I definitely do. It's that time of year. You know, I got a son right now that's in youth camp, so I still kind of get that fix right now. But I'm excited to get down there next week and kind of see our boys in action.
As you well know, the world of college athletics has changed tremendously in the last few years. Explain to people what name, image, and likeness is, and in this case, dealing with the Pitt football team.
Yeah, I mean, in today's world in college athletics, name, image, and likeness is everything. You need to have a robust and strong NIL program as part of your university and as part of the plan. And it's one of the first things that kids these days, whether it's high school or transfer portal, which is definitely a big deal, you got to have a strong NIL program. And we're very thankful to have a gentleman by the name of Chris Bickle, who founded Alliance 412, and then some tremendous supporters within the Pitt community who have kept it alive.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, for coaches, it's really challenging these days because you have this transfer portal, which basically allows players to move around at will. Then you have the NIL behind that, and so there's money movement, and it really becomes a tremendous challenge to manage. That said, you have done a great job, along with Chris and your team, of putting this together to support the Panthers. And you got a big, big event coming up this Saturday night at the Pete, a night with Panthers.
Absolutely. Saturday, August 3rd at the Peterson Event Center, we are hosting the first of its kind here at Pitt, a night with Panthers. So we'll be joined by Athletic Director Heather Like, Head Coach Jeff Capel, and Pat Narduzzi, along with some other Pitt staff. We will also have some Pitt legends in attendance, along with several members and current student athletes that are part of Alliance 412, such as Jalen Lowe.
And how are you going to raise money? I mean, the whole idea is to support these programs. So what's the game plan, John?
Yeah, the game plan is we have about 50 items. Five will be on a live auction during the event, and about 45 of these items will be hosted by Mac Discount and our friend Kellen Campbell over there at Mac Discount that's going to be running our bid and auction. So you'll be able to, in attendance, bid on these both live and non-live auction items, and those that are not able to attend, we should be posting and publishing our link here shortly, Larry. So those that are not able to attend will still be able to engage in these experiences.
And what time does it start there at the Pete Saturday night?
6:30 Saturday night.
Well, John, I know you got your hands full getting this all organized, so appreciate you taking some time for us today. And I'm looking forward to heading to the South Side after the show for the media day for the football team.
Absolutely. And if any of those out there that have yet to purchase tickets, feel free to visit our website at Pitt Athletics, any of our social pages. Tickets are limited and running out, and it's first come, first served basis. So we look forward to seeing you all there.
John Pelosi Jr., Chief Strategy and Business Development Officer with Alliance 412. H2P, John, we'll see you later.
Head to Pitt, Larry. I appreciate you, man.
You got hug your mom for me, too.
I definitely will.
All right. Thank you, John. Speaking of athletics, you watching the Olympics? Apparently, ratings are up for the Olympic Games right now. And CBS's Jamie Yukas has an update.
USA! USA!
Team USA Women's Gymnastics dominated the team all-around final. Suni Lee, Jade Carey, and Jordan Chiles all stunned the crowd.
Who's your favorite?
Simone Biles.
Simone is a freak.
Rebecca Barr and her daughter came from Atlanta to see the star gymnast.
We've been planning this trip for 4 years.
Yes, 4 years.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. Ooh. You get quality. Oh. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is it living up to everything you wanted it to be?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Team USA Men's Gymnastics is hopeful there'll be new interest in their sport after winning bronze, medaling for the first time in 16 years.
And another one.
Steven Nedorozic's superhuman performance of pommel horse is now turning him into an internet sensation, with many comparing him to Superman's alter ego, Clark Kent.
I'm doing my breath exercises. I'm doing everything I can to control my environment.
In a surprising upset, a tearful Coco Gauff lost her singles tennis match. Meanwhile, swimmer Katie Ledecky advanced to a final that's happening later this week. Jamie Yuccas, CBS News, Paris.
And by the way, Ledecky has not lost in 14 years. Her story alone is quite a journey. And so Americans, as always, are doing very well. Andy Lindberg from our Heads Our Digital team shared this ratings, because we were curious if people were watching the Olympics at this level. So the Paris Olympics TV ratings are up by 79% over the Tokyo Games. That gives you some idea of the interest level, although I haven't seen any of the breakdancing yet. Aaron, have you? Any breakdancing? You checking in?
I haven't checked in with the breakdancing yet, but I feel like it's my due diligence. Right.
You're a dancer.
That's what I was going to say. It's my due diligence to at least check it out once or twice.
It's Aaron's birthday today. You're taking a day off tomorrow? Is this a birthday off?
Yes.
Why don't you take it on the birthday?
I'm going to the Styx and Foreign.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to the concert tonight.
Renegade.
Yep. Little old soul moment.
Where
tonight.
Where is Styx tonight?
Star Lake.
Wow.
Yeah, so we'll have to leave ASAP, apparently. The traffic is terrible. Yeah,
make your husband stay to the end of the show.
Oh, I will.
He'll be leaving early. Every Wednesday at this time, we check in with the man behind the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh. That would be the president and CEO, Carlos T. Carter. Carlos, good morning.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Hello, how are you?
Nice. I'm a big Earth, Wind, and Fire fan, too.
Yeah, I like them.
I understand you were just in New Orleans for the National Urban League Conference. I've never been to New Orleans. I hear it's a wonderful city, especially the food.
Yeah, the food is really good. I mean, it's a wonderful city. I was there seven days. I was playing six, but I got caught up in an airline nightmare, but I survived after 9 hours in an airport one day and overnight, but I remained positive and stayed out of drama free because you could see tempers flaring. But yeah, New Orleans is a great place, a lot of rich history, and it's more than just Bourbon Street, right, where it's a lot of fun, great talent there, but a lot of rich history, American history, black history, just a lot of Creole history. It is a great place, a resilient city, and I think the people are very proud of that. And our national leader, Mark H. Morrell, used to be the mayor there and representatives, and his actually convention center is named after his dad that we were in at one point in time. But yeah, so definitely a great city.
What was the takeaway from the National Urban League Conference?
Well, there was a lot. Well, first of all, I'm going to tell you, I met some really great people there, too. I saw Roland Martin. Ed Gordon was there, rapper Juvenile, all types of people there, civil rights people. But I'd say the key focuses was on the whole goal is like really energize your round of movement. And I'd say that the focuses were really on a 3D campaign, defend democracy, demand DEI, and defeat poverty. And the DEI part is important because there's a lot of insults around that. And we've reframed it as determined, educated, and intelligent under DEI. But again, the 3D campaign is important. And then we talk about Project 2025, which is basically a right-wing extremist agenda, plans to consolidate executive power by weakening regulation and dismantling federal agencies, et cetera. So we're really concerned about that, talk about that a lot. And also reclaim your vote, right, with upcoming elections. It's important that people not only be registered to vote, but also to reclaim their vote and actually get out to the polls in each and every election. So I'd say those were three key things that we focused on.
Are you looking for volunteers for the Reclaim Your Vote campaign?
Absolutely. And so people, if they just go to our website, ulpgh.org/volunteer, or go under our advocacy tab and hit Reclaim Your Vote to learn about that and click there. But it tells you information under that tab on how to get registered and things like that, but also to volunteer. But you can go just straight to our Get Involved tab on our website, and you can volunteer that way.
That's ulpgh.org/volunteer. That said, a lot has happened in the last couple of weeks. Obviously, two Sundays ago, President Joe Biden took himself out of the race. That means Vice President Kamala Harris is in. Pennsylvania is a key state for winning the election. For both parties are focusing on us. How do you see this rolling out for Kamala Harris?
Well, I think, definitely it's historic. I think it's be an uphill battle, but I think from a Democratic Party perspective, I think it's added some energy. We knew that the president, the well-intentioned, confident in many ways, but he definitely seemed to be struggling. And so I think people are energized. And I think, having, instead of two older men, I think having a younger person, people, I think, like that, who's probably more relatable. And then the fact that she's a woman, right? We've never had a woman president before. So I think people are excited about that. And it's not because they haven't been qualified, right? It's that systems have not allowed women to break through. And now those systems are opening up. But women have always been qualified to be president because people always think that, oh, this person's special. No. The door has opened. But, yeah, I think it adds a lot of energy, a more competitive race. I think everybody needs to be on top of their game. But one thing, I don't like all the insults there, and so I think that could backfire on folks. But, yeah, let the best man or woman win, and people who are going to – I think people need to vote for people who really represent the issues of their community, not just one issue, right, but a more broader perspective. I mean, people need to be informed. But I'm excited at the energy because it was not that way before, in my opinion.
And we've got the – potential for our governor to be the running mate for Harrison. We'll see what happens here after her visit to Atlanta last night, saying that next Tuesday in Philadelphia, she'll be giving a campaign speech alongside her selected VP. So we'll see if it indeed ends up being Governor Josh Shapiro.
I think he has a high probability. And so, my message to Austin is to get ready. Because you never know what's going to happen. So the Bible says be ready in season, not in season. So you never know. So.
Yeah, Austin Davis is lieutenant governor who is from this region, went to McKeesport High School, worked in Allegheny County. I'm sure you have, long known Austin Davis. He would, for those that don't know, if Josh Shapiro wins with Kamala Harris, then he would become the governor of Pennsylvania.
Definitely. His wife is actually on our board. She works with Stiller's the second lady, Blair Holmes Davis. So, I definitely know Austin. I've gotten to know him over the last few years. I met the governor a couple of times. I know him extremely well, but of course I read about people. But I've been, up there a few times, and I keep track on what's going on in the state for sure. But, yes, exciting times. I just want people to get out and vote. Like I always tell people, it's three candidates. Now it's Trump, Kamala, and a couch. We want people not to choose the couch. We want people to be engaged, young people, older people, people who haven't voted before, and not Like, I know how Trump said, if you vote this time, you have to vote again. That's nonsense, because the other elections are really important to a school board and things like that. It's the local elections that really drive things. So I want people not to pay attention to that, to vote in every election. And it's not just about the people running now. It's about our whole system, our democracy, that we must protect and support and be active participants, right? It's easy to complain at home, but apathy and complaining is never a strategy for change. It does nothing. We have to be involved.
ulpgh.org/volunteer. Carlos T. Carter, the president and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh. We'll talk to you next Wednesday. Who knows what's going to happen between here and there?
Let's see. Well, you have a great day.
You too.
Thanks.
Coming up right after the news with Paul Rasmussen, our own Lynn Hayes Freeland was there last night in Atlanta. We'll get her take on what she experienced. Meanwhile, a lot going on. Talked to Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, earlier in this hour. And he's kind of jazzed because, Paul, you have the trade deadline. The Pirates are relevant. Steelers got their Friday night lights at Latrobe High School. And then next Friday, a preseason game against the Texans already at Acrisure Stadium. And Penguins just started selling season tickets or single game tickets as of 10 a.m. yesterday morning.
That little dead spot we hit in the sports schedule when the All-Star break is on and really nothing is happening at that time. Quickly ends. It's like a watching a piece of ice melt under hot water.
That's a great analogy.
And I would have to say, too, you forgot to list, even though it doesn't involve a Pittsburgh team, the game in Canton on Thursday night. First game of the preseason game of the year.
Oh, yeah. That's right. It's Texans, who I just mentioned, the Steelers will play next Friday, and they'll play the Chicago Bears. Here's an unusual situation in Canton this weekend. There won't be any Steelers inducted. We're there every year with somebody.
Right?
It seems like it, right? They must get annoyed over there because it's always us. I say us collectively as Pittsburghers, as, you know, the Steelers. So many great players and so many more to come. But hopefully, you know what's fun about the Pirates is that these young pitchers in particular, and now with some new blood coming in after the trade deadline expired yesterday, late in the day they announced some additional trades, which Jeff detailed, and it seems like it was enough to satisfy people that wanted to see some change, some hitting.
I couldn't agree more. The player that they picked up from the Marlins, De La Cruz, has 18 homers so far this year, Larry. He is a power hitter, is what they needed. If he stays on pace, it looks like 30 or more. Not bad.
Yeah, so if you're a sports fan in this town, we got it going. And then how about Jeff mentioned a few weeks the Penguins start camp, right?
Wow.
The end of the summer, they're already skating. You know, most of those guys skate year-round. But some of them will start trickling back into town, and then they'll get underway in just over a month.
Getting back to what you were saying earlier about Canton, by the way, in case our listeners are curious who's going in this year, the inductees are Dwight Freeney. There's a name I recognize. Randy Gratishar. Didn't he used to play for the Broncos, right? Yeah. Devin Hester, probably the best of the return men in the last 20, 30 years. Andre Johnson. Steve McMichael used to be a lineman with the Bears, that great Bears team in 85. Julius Peppers. And then Patrick Willis.
Yeah, I've attended a number of these following Steelers that were going in. It's a fun weekend. It's an easy drive, too, to go to Canton. If you ever want to just check out the Hall of Fame, every other bust is a Steeler.
Kind of one of my favorite memories when my dad was with me and he'd come out for a visit was taking him out to Canton and watching him go over each and every exhibit, especially from the 50s and the 60s.
But the fact that the game's tomorrow night to open the preseason, wow.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.